You are listening to Know You're Crazy. My name is Susan Dene. We all have crazy. What separates us is how we choose to deal with it. I'm going to be delivering engaging and actionable tools to own your crazy, treat your crazy, and turn it into your own superpower. I hope that you walk away from this show feeling the power and strength within you. And never forget to enjoy your journey because you are worth it.
Super excited to be here as always. The inspiration this week was on new identities, getting out of the comfort zone, creating a new situation, a new experience, how that serves us. Having said all of that, how are you doing today with your routine? Have you ever been in a spot where it just seems like it's never getting better? Maybe the spot is I'm bored. I feel like I'm doing the same thing day in and day out. Perhaps it's more serious than that. Maybe it's literally a feeling of grief and depression every day. You have a hard time pulling yourself out of it. You see no light at the end of the tunnel. How close to identifying with all of that have you become? That's why I'm talking about this. I personally have been guilty of overly identifying with negative emotions, negative experiences, wearing that hat for way too many days, and then waking up suddenly realizing I'm just not feeling too good. So what really got me on this kick with new identity and new experience to have, or new decision to have a new experience, ultimately creating. And I'm not talking a complete rehab of identity, like to the core. I'm talking the different areas that I always share about or talk about. But the experience I had, I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza. This was about, I'd probably say about a year and a few months ago. And I was hungry for anything that would make me feel differently. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get out of what felt like a rut. Anyone looking from the outside, you know, looking in on me at that time would have said, you know, Susan, you just lost your dad to COVID. You're taking care of your elderly mom for the first time. You know, your kids are adjusting to Zoom and schooling and what's going on with them. You've got concerns, you know, with the family, you know, overall taking care of everything. And at the time I was in a job that was really unsatisfying. Would look like a perfect recipe. But when all those things add up, or there's different areas in your life and they are just piling and it feels as if they're too heavy to do anything about, those can seem as if they are the longest weeks and the longest days to get through. When that was happening to me, I just did my best to try to download a new perspective or new information to help me get past that hurdle I was finding myself in. You know, sometimes just waiting in the sludge is really the difficult and challenging part. I don't like to sit still in it. I like to try to make some momentum through those tough times. Part of that momentum back then was, okay, what's this recipe book that I've had in my life for many years now that makes me somewhat stay into action? Well, meditation is one of them. However, when I was going through this, I couldn't shut the head off. I couldn't pause. I couldn't focus. I had gone from really great meditations to just literally the ball was bouncing around in the head. It felt like I couldn't sit still. So I was like, well, let's try to maybe follow somebody who teaches meditation. And I came across Dr. Joe Dispenza. And one of his speeches where I say talks, one of his interviews where he was, you know, obviously that he had a book, I think it's called Supernatural. Anyway, he was talking about the book, but he was talking about the power that the body has in remembering routines and habits that we have. What he was saying was in order for you to change completely, have a new experience in your life, the body has to adopt that new experience also. And what was becoming very apparent to me was that the routine that I was living, although it felt like the outside conditions were forcing a lot of that, and sometimes that's real. It's not, you know, not everything can be, you know, walked through and feel joyful and, you know, happy about it. But ultimately, my perspective on that wasn't serving me day in and day out. And what was happening was the further that I slid into non-movement, depression, anxiety, worry, the further I, you know, practice those emotions. And I will say they are practiced, because I don't know about you, but I do believe that we have control over some of our thoughts and some of our feelings. It may not always feel like that, but if you're present right now, right here, you can usually change up a little bit of how you're feeling. And what I was doing that day when I was listening to him was I was having a dose of responsibility and accountability put on me. Because what really awakened me was I was scared of, if I keep choosing this emotion and if I choose to stay in the grief, if I choose to stay in the misery and the blame of my, you know, bosses at the time at my day job, if I continue to choose that emotion every day and not find a way out, the cells in my body and my body will absolutely become addicted to that emotion. That's what I'm talking about today. So how do we uproot certain things that we are believing about ourselves, that we are feeling about ourselves, that ultimately have become our identity on some level? How do we get to the root of that? How do we get to the root of that? So that can be the heavy stuff, right? That can be the real stuff. That's actually the stuff I like to dig into and talk about. I mean, this is emotional recovery in the raw for a reason. You know, I can keep it light and some of this will be light, but I'm also just going to say, hey, if you're complaining on a regular basis and you're becoming addicted to that complaining and you're bitching about things not going your way and it's every single day you hear yourself complaining, well, guess what? That's a habit. That is something that's now ingrained within you, and you're probably going to have to apply a little bit of effort to not go there every day. That is, if, you know, you want to feel better. So how comfortable have you gotten with the negative crazy in your life? That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about today. And what are you willing to do to get out of it? So that's like the big stuff. And then you got the little stuff. You got the stuff where, hey, every single day I'm in this routine, I'm kind of bored. I get off work, I go home, I binge on Netflix, and I'm just not feeling it anymore. I feel like all I'm doing is, you know, working and coming home. Maybe I talk to the kids and then I just go ahead, I do the dishes, I make dinner, I lay down and I'm done. Maybe every single day is starting to become like that. So how do we switch all that stuff up? Instead of just pausing, or not even pausing, instead of just always hoping it'll get better. You know, sometimes that's where our complaints come from, is we're just hoping it gets better. So in the meantime, you know, all that hoping, we're still doing the same. Okay. All right. So what happens when we become so ingrained in an identity? Have you ever been in a relationship where when you came out of the relationship, you didn't know who you were? I remember I was 19. I got involved with probably the biggest jerk there was back then. It resulted in some crazy emotional, I'll just say abuse, ended in a little bit of physical abuse. I don't know if there's such thing as a little bit. But at the end of that relationship, which only lasted a year and a half, I had become so entrenched in it that when I came out, I literally remember thinking to myself, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am today, because everything that I had been practicing before I engaged in that relationship felt like I had forgotten all of it. So I came out with an identity I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know. Another one, I remember when I started to make a change professionally and I began to start practicing new things. Even sometimes today, I wonder, like, is this really the new identity? Because, you know, for 20 years, I identified with debt collection and I identified with management and I identified with phone calls and I identified with scripts and all these different things. And that's what I identified with professionally, because that's what brought me, that's what brought in the paycheck. That's what I lived. Wasn't a horrible identification by any means. But when I came out of that, there's a question I got to ask myself: what is the new identity that I would like to create for myself? Because that one just stopped serving me. And it wasn't, you know, as much as I went through the complaining stage and I went through the bitching stage and I went through the, you know, all the blame, all that, at the end of the day, it was about me having the courage to make a new decision, to have a new experience, right? And therefore gain a new identity professionally that was going to serve who I was today. How about for the ladies out there? Have you ever overly identified with what the body's doing? Are you overly identifying with the wrinkles? Are you overly identifying with, you know, here's one, menopause. That's one I've had to catch myself on recently. You know, is there some of that that's it's time to move into acceptance about really what's going on with the body and move on to a new chapter in your life that's going to serve who you want to be and where you're going? In my time in working with women, there's been many times, and personally, I just went through this, but where we have over-identified with grief, just really lived in it for a while. And not that, you know, grief is weird. At least it was weird for me. Grief can feel just out of the blue. It'll just grab you. But then there were decisions that I had to make around my grief. There was some great feedback given to me one day that she said what she had learned was schedule your grief. Make a decision to schedule the grief. And so if anybody who's gone through a grieving process, and I'm talking the loss of somebody, but this can go, you know, professional grief, if you're changing your identity there. Relationship grief, you know, if you're in a breakup, you know, but to schedule the grief and to purposely take time aside and ask yourself, you know, or remember whatever it is that's triggering some of that grief and just schedule it for that time and then move on and have the rest of your day back. That was something that really helped me when I had lost my dad and went through everything. And even today with watching my mom go through what she's going through, with scheduling the grief and feeling it when I needed to. But don't allow it to become infused throughout my entire day. There may be a slip here and there just because emotions are emotions and certain things will trigger memories, but ultimately not owning the grief. And so if you're somebody who has like, you've lost somebody in your life, but let's say you lost them 15 years ago, but for whatever reason, you're still grieving that, you might be hungry for a new identity with the letting go of that relationship, So we've talked, so I'm talking about, you know, how we align with different things, what becomes our identity, how do we move out of them? You know, when we're aligning with the outside conditions versus creating new experiences for ourselves, am I aligning too much with an identity of boredom? Am I aligning too much with this identity of mom? Have I not stepped outside of that box in a while and really truly looked to find out who do I want to be? What experiences do I want to have at this age, at this experience in my life? And is it time to change it up? So when I come back, because I'm going to take a quick break here. When I come back, what the question for the for all of you out there is going to be, what new decision could create a new experience for you? And what could that do for you? What new decision could create a new experience for you? Is there anything that you've been debating for a while? Is there any idea that you've had that you haven't acted on? That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. All right, so if you want to reach out to me, you can always do that on the website at susandanae.com. You can also reach out on Instagram or Facebook. In the meantime, we're talking about identity. Please join me when we come back, and we will dive into what new decision would you like to make for you so that you can have a new experience. See you in a bit.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Everyone, welcome back to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show. My name is Susan Dene, and we are talking about emotional recovery in the raw. Specifically today, I'm talking about creating a new identity in the areas of your life where you feel you could use a, an upbeat, a new experience, something new to come in to enliven you a little bit. I chose this topic specifically because I had a week of learning. I was reminded what it feels like to experience vulnerability when you're learning something new. In the first segment I shared two stories that I in particular remember changing up those areas of my life. And when I began to change those areas of my life up, I really, truly didn't know who I was beginning with again. One was a relationship. If any of you have ever been in a divorce, for example, God, I could tell that story too. If you've ever been in a divorce and you spent years with somebody, or you've raised your children with somebody, or just, you know, spent a lot of time with somebody, and then suddenly that relationship changes and now you're going to bed by yourself, and now you're parenting by yourself, and now you're putting maybe food on the table by yourself. And for the first time, there's a new identity being established with that experience. And that can feel uncomfortable. It can feel vulnerable. You can question who you are. Yet in the middle of that, what kind of things can we do in order to enjoy the experience? You know, if you've been listening to me or following anything I write online, usually I end everything with, you know, enjoy the journey. Well, that's easier said than done when, you know, there's a divorce going on, or you're coming out of a highly dysfunctional relationship. Or, you know, one of mine I also shared earlier was coming out of a new career or a job, a career after years and years in the same industry, suddenly changing it up. Now, I don't know how many people I have either listened to or have even asked me, how do I get into doing something different? You know, where would I start? What would I do? And the cool thing about that is when we start thinking about doing new things, we get a little bit excited. We want to start learning new things. You're never too old to learn. Don't know how old you guys are watching this right now, but I got to tell you, you know, sometimes as the years add on, we get a little bit rusty in some stuff, you know, same old, same old. So my husband and I traveled with some friends of his, and they were about 15 to 20 years older than us. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. The lifestyle they lead compared to the lifestyle I'm leading is a little different for a lot of reasons, but the age experience is one of them. And so they probably have a house here and there, a retirement house, and and they, you know, they got a motor home and, you know, they're driving around doing their thing. And I'm not saying you can do that at any age. You really can. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, there was just like, you know, always looking to eat, go somewhere to eat. I mean, I visit my mom and, you know, she's 81 and it's all about going to lunch and eating. And I was telling my husband, it was a few days later, I can't remember, maybe even a couple of weeks later. I don't know what we were talking about in the kitchen, but I said, oh my God, I had to remind myself, I am not, you know, this age. Like I am 47 and I kind of had to shake myself back a little bit and kind of grab my own like sense of identity, my own, you know, I remember the new word, agency within myself for a moment. I kind of got shooken up there a little bit about, you know, identifying with somebody else's experience and not my own. God, why the hell was I talking about that? Oh, I know, because but what was fun about that is him and I were doing something new. We were traveling. We were hanging out with new people. We did get to learn a few new things. You know, we got to experience some, you know, some different stuff. But ultimately, why do we want to change it? Why do we want to change it up? Why do you want to change up things that aren't really feeling fantastic for you? Simple answer. Because it's playfulness. It feels good to add new stuff to the routine. It actually feels good to anticipate nervousness because you're learning something new. I mean, do you think as I'm talking on this, you know, this podcast, what we do, start this in February, it's been reeled around for a while. And you think there's not times when I'm totally vulnerable? You know, just now, I just lost what I was, totally lost what I was talking about. Or I say something that grammatically I know I've hammered. Like that happens, but there's a nervousness and anticipation that's like a healthy nervousness. If you haven't done something that's challenged you lately, you got to ask yourself, what's going on? I mean, are you settling? And I'll use the word mediocrity, but are you just kind of, are you stuck in a rut? What's new? What's new? What new stuff have you done? What do you want to learn? Where do you want to go? The power of learning something new and gaining a new perspective. I mean, isn't it nice sometimes just to have a conversation with somebody about something new? You know, you're talking about the animals or your dog anymore. You're not constantly talking about the kids or, you know, just the day in, day out, but you, oh, maybe you went skydiving. There's a conversation. That might be something new. Maybe you started taking a new art class. That's something new. New people coming into your life. You know, we get enthusiastic when stuff is new. It's probably why so many of us like to spend money sometimes. You know, we get that little high of something new coming in. It feels good. But what about the intrinsic stuff? What about the intrinsic high? What about becoming a student again? What about being vulnerable? You know, what else does a new decision do for you? It enhances your focus. It enhances your focus. You know, I was talking to my kids over the weekend and we were talking about attention deficit disorder. And I was sharing my experience with them about how we've had a few people in our life, in my life over the last at least 20 years where there's been diagnoses of ADD. And yet I also know that no matter what diagnosis may come down the pipeline, when we're focused on something new, dude, nobody can get in. Nobody can get in. And it doesn't matter. I mean, because our focus becomes so heightened when we're doing something new and fun. You know, how many of you, and I kind of don't like using social media, but I remember the first time I checked out TikTok. I mean, I was like, this was new. I didn't even know what it was. And I was laughing my ass off. I just couldn't stop. I mean, just the hilarious stuff that would be on there. But my focus, it was a new thing coming into my life. It provided some entertainment and my focus was there for a while. So that's just an example, you know, what can a new experience do for you? What can a new experience do for you? All right. So where are we at now? All right. So how do you create a new identity for yourself to realign with the joyful self? How do you create a new identity? Like, where do I start? Where do I start? So this is where we get to start doing a little bit of writing on the board. So let's see. All right. What are the four key areas? We're all, well, I'm actually going to add a key area, but there's about four key ones that I always talk about: career, health, financial, relationship. So take a look at your four areas. And if the fifth one that I kind of always hinder about putting there is spirituality. You know, maybe you're somebody who is really working on the spirituality, the connection to your source or whatever that is for you. And you're wondering to yourself, how can I increase that? How can I have a new experience with my spirituality? So no matter what are those, whatever area stands out the most to you, there's going to be something in there. You know, I always like to say when we're working on ourselves or we're looking within and we're trying to figure out, you know, a new way to enhance our experience, you don't always have to be feeling depressed and unmotivated to do this. In fact, I'd highly recommend you do it when you're not feeling all those things, because sky's the limit. You can be as happy or as miserable as you want to be, but if life is kind of coasting along and all you got to do is enhance it a little bit by adding some fun to the picture, I mean, hell, go for it. So what area do you want to look at today? So you kind of take a look at it. Is the area in your health? Are you looking to make a new decision to have a new experience so you can identify in a different way with your health? Maybe it's there. Maybe it's in relationship. You know, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to work, you're coming home, you're making dinner, you're watching something on TV. You're going to work, you're coming home, you're making dinner, you're watching something on TV. And that's always with your partner or your family. You know, is it in that area that you want to change it up? Is that where the new decision can be made so that you have a new experience and identify with something differently in the evenings? Don't know. What else we got? Finances. Never really a great subject for a lot of people to talk about, but maybe you're doing fantastic financially and you want to find ways to make more money. Maybe it's time to look into, I don't know, Bitcoin. Maybe it's time to look into investments, but to have a brand new experience to enhance your relationship with your finances. Maybe that's where it's at for you. Let's see, what's the last one? So spirituality, I talked about finances, health, relationships. Career. I mean, that's a big one. Maybe you're one of those folks who are wondering, you know, how do I do something that I want to do? You know, how am I going to find the time? What was I talking to somebody today? She said, just ask the Google goddess. Start there. You know, maybe there's a new decision that you're wanting to make professionally for yourself. I mean, when I was in that boat and I had to make a new decision professionally because the old one was making me miserable or I was, you know, where I was, I just simply asked myself, what do I like to do? What do I like to do? And so when you start, you know, making moves professionally for yourself, ask yourself, what do I like to do? Do I like to help others? Do I like to teach? Do I like to speak publicly? Do I like to analyze? Do I like to read charts? Like, what is it that when I'm doing it professionally, I'm like really digging the feeling behind that? So where is the new decision? What area of your life is it going to come from? And so when I return from break, what we're going to do is you're going to take that area. So now that you've thought about it a little bit, when we come back from break, I'm going to give some specific pointers on an exercise, because, you know, I like doing exercises. I don't like just blabbing and not giving you tools to learn by. Just doesn't feel right. Unless I'm with a guest, that feels different. But when it's just me, I like to do some writing on the board. Hopefully you're going to partake in that, have a new experience with some feedback today. Maybe just doing that today is your new decision. I don't know. Maybe that's the new decision. So when we return, we're going to be doing some exercises. I'm going to give some specific tips on how you can create a new decision, have a new experience, and hopefully create a fun new identity in some of those key areas of your life. If you're looking to reach out for me, either for coaching or, I don't know, just talk, you can go to my website at susandene.com or reach out and message me on social media. I'll be sure to respond. All right, we'll be back.
Consider follow through in five stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
This is Susan Dene, and welcome back to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional recovery in the raw. Specifically today, though, I'm talking about creating a new identity, not a complete rehab of who you are. The point being to bring a new decision, to have a new experience, and enhance some of the identity that you're already living. So in the beginning of the first two segments, we've talked about what is the identity? Are you attaching to some things and overly identifying with things such as grief or frustration? What areas of your life, that was last segment when I ended it, I'm talking literally what areas of your life could you use a new decision to have a new experience? What area of your life would you like to enhance a little bit? Whether that's in the relationship area, whether that's in the health, finances, or career, maybe your spirituality. But is there a new decision to be made? And how long has it been since you made a new decision in some of those areas? If you pause for a while and you ask yourself, when is the last time I shook up my spiritual practice? When's the last time I read a new book? Or when's the last time I, took a course, maybe in your health? When's the last time I really dedicated a new routine for my health or for my eating? Or am I just waiting for things to just kind of come to me and I'm not taking any initiative? And as we go through life and as we pause on those type of things and we don't check in enough with ourselves to really ask ourselves, am I enjoying this experience of my life every day? Am I enjoying the experience that I'm having? When we don't check in with ourselves about that, you might find yourself complaining a little bit. You might find yourself miserable more days than not. You might be describing it in different ways, but ultimately every day you're not content with you. You're not even really experiencing happiness. That's what I'm talking about today is how do we get past that and make a new decision for a new experience and ultimately enhance our identity? When we went to break, I was talking about when we return, I was mentioning when we return, I was going to give some exercises if you want to write these down on your own and go back and revisit them. In fact, I encourage you to do that. But if you're just, you know, in the car and you're just listening, ultimately what the exercise is going to involve and what we're getting to is, what is my identity and how can I create an enhanced identity? Where do I start? Where do I start? And so the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to write down a few things about you. And so this is a review of you, a review of you. There you go. All right, write down all in this category. First thing you're going to write down, or category, you've got three things here. You're going to write down all your known physical, emotional, and mental abilities, developed or not. What does that mean? Well, what would that look like? Let's put it that way. Physical abilities. What physical abilities have you developed or not? Maybe you enjoy yoga. Maybe a physical ability to you is stretching. So you would write that down. That is part of who you are. That's what you do. It doesn't matter if you enjoy or not enjoy. Just simply write down the ability. Maybe you like to lift weights. Maybe that's part of your routine. That's a physical ability that you've developed. So write that down. Maybe on the physical side, you run every now and then, but it's not really a developed skill. You haven't really done anything new with it. You haven't looked into, I don't know, good running shoes, for example. So that would be wrote down because it's still part of you. It's still in, as I would like to say, still in the psyche. It's still in the consciousness of something that you like to do. So the physical, it may not be fully developed yet, but it's part of you, okay? Same thing with the emotional, okay? What are some emotional abilities that you have? Maybe recognizing and identifying with the feeling on the inside when it's uncomfortable. Maybe that is an ability that you have that you recognize. Sometimes folks will share with me, I hear this a lot, maybe because in the world of recovery or growing up and some folks that obviously my world, my background is a lot of recovery and addiction, grow up in homes where things are not, they're abusive or you've been, and so you have like this radar for picking up on people's emotions. A lot of people will identify themselves as an empath. I don't know if I personally agree that all of us are empaths out there who come from that background, but we have a sensitivity to it. That can also be an ability because it can help you help others in a way, be cognizant of when they're upset. You read emotions very well. Maybe that's an ability. You're aware of it. You've talked about it, but you haven't done any real work to develop it into a skill set, or what I would like to say, develop it into being compassionate versus just empathic, and then the difference between those two. So that might be an emotional ability that you have. Maybe an emotional ability that you have, which I would so love this one. You're just constantly joyful. You are the funny person in the room. You enjoy life. You're high on life. Like, that's your gift. I mean, you walk into a room and everybody wants to come over and talk to you because you're that person. Maybe that's your emotional ability. Maybe it's naturally fully developed. Maybe you're kind of like that and you find yourself when you are super joyful and everybody's attracted to you, that you really like the way that feels, but you've never really thought about it or really put any, you know, how can I become more joyful? That might sound really crazy, but it's possible. And then what about mental abilities? What mental abilities do you have? Do you have the ability to really talk yourself down off a mountain when it's necessary? Mental ability means putting on, purposely setting an intention every day, having a strong mind, having a strong intention, not allowing yourself off the hook. Maybe that's what you're really good at. Maybe you experience that sometimes, but not all the time. And so that's a skill set or an ability that you would like to develop. If any of these, you know, those are just examples I'm giving you, but as you sit down with your pen and paper and you write down, these areas for you, and you ask yourself, you know, well, you're writing down all the abilities and then you're saying, am I developed or not in these areas? Ultimately, they are part of your psyche. They're part of your consciousness. They're part of who you are. They are part of your identity. And so some of those things within you are serving you really well. And some of them could serve you better, right? Because we're talking about abilities. And so there's that piece of the exercise, all right? Write down all your abilities that come to mind in those three categories, whether they're developed or not. Just write them down. Okay, the next one is write down all inclinations. Inclinations toward particular activities. Okay. Even those remotely considered. So for example, I wrote down, maybe you like to dance. Maybe you enjoy dancing. Maybe when nobody's home, you've got the music blasted and you're around the kitchen dancing. I don't know, but it's something that you have an inclination towards, that you enjoy doing it. It's just one you just kind of remotely thought about. Right? Like you do it in the moment, it makes you feel real good. And then you move on about your day. Another one that I've had women I've talked to or been around really mention is writing. They love to write. They want to write a book. I've lost count how many times I've heard that. They have an inclination towards it, but they're only kind of remotely considering it. Are you following me? Let's say you're somebody who wants to travel the world. You find things on Instagram, travel pages or pages, whatever. You really love looking into foreign experiences, different cultures. You have an inclination towards that. You just haven't quite made the decision to go in that direction. Making sense? Perhaps you like to paint. Maybe dig different artists' work. That's something that you enjoy. You have an inclination towards it. And so write those down, especially the ones that come real vividly to mind, okay? Another way to get towards the inclination, if you're asking yourself, well, I don't know. Here's a sentence. If I had, this might fit for not everybody in the audience, but some of you, if I had unlimited time and money, I would do this. What would that be for you? That's an inclination, okay? The only thing that blocks us from ever truly working towards that thing on the end of that is our own beliefs and ideas about not having enough money or not having enough time. So just ask yourself, if I had enough money, if I had limitless money and limitless time, I would do X, okay? And write that down. So let's say maybe on that list you've got... Well, not even on that list because I can't think that much right now. Let's talk about you've got painting, you've got writing a book, you want to be a writer, you've got dancing. So these things right now are an inclination to you about something that you would like to do. All right. You get all those written down. Okay. You get the abilities that are developed or not developed. You get the inclinations towards particular activities that you've thought about. You've remotely considered, you've got them all written down. What are you looking at? Well, within that list, are you seeing you? Are you seeing your current identity? Where I'm going at with this is we have endless possibilities to create a new experience, endless, and we're carrying them all up here. And until we do the exercise and we really start looking at everything and anything that's potentially in our future, we may not ever take advantage of having all those thoughts and inclinations. All right. So hopefully you followed me on the exercise. If not, you know, it's kind of on the board. We'll go over it or rewatch the video. We're going to take our last break. And when I come back, I will wrap all that up and we will talk about the benefits of doing the exercise, benefits of making new decisions, and why we would even want to go through this work. All right. Thanks for joining. I will see you here shortly.
Okay. imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back. This is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know You're Crazy show, where I am talking about emotional recovery in the raw. Today's topic, making a new decision to have a new experience, creating a new identity. And no, I'm not talking about a complete rehab of your personality. I'm simply pointing out the need that we sometimes have to experience something new, to welcome enjoyment, enthusiasm. In one of the earlier segments, I talked about anticipating nervousness, you know, that feeling of almost like emotionally and mentally living on the edge when you're trying something new for the first time, a healthy fear of what others are going to think, not a debilitating fear, but a healthy fear, you know, punching through those fears and trying something new. It's invigorating. It also builds self-confidence. And that's kind of where I'd like to go for the rest of this segment. I'm going to, or the end of the show, I will say the writing exercise that we just wrapped up doing, there's a couple more points to this. We were simply writing down different abilities that we've developed or not developed, both in our physical, emotional, and mental lives. What those abilities are and whether they're developed or not developed doesn't matter, but recognizing what abilities you have that you're aware of. And if you're kind of hitting a dead end, you're like, I just can't think of anything, give it time because it'll come over the next few days. Guarantee it. The next area was writing down any inclinations you have had towards doing something. It could be little things like you don't even realize how much you enjoy it. But, you know, and I use the example of, you know, singing and dancing by yourself in the house when nobody's home. It's just a joyful experience to have. And it's just an inclination you have to do that. I've also had several women share with me that they would love to write. They would love to write a book. They would love to, you know, and so they're having like these thoughts of, you know, different things I'd like to do. And you have those. And in fact, you're carrying those around with you all the time. We just rarely really sit down and take a look at what we are having inclinations about, what we would like to experience that we continue not to experience for whatever reason. Maybe we're not aware of how much joy it could bring to us. Maybe we never ask ourselves how much joy could come in. So after you write down the abilities, the inclinations, I just said, just take a look at the list. Do you see you? Do you see you? Because the beautiful part about taking account of those things is the probabilities for the life experiences you can have are endless. You know, we tend to get in a box and we think that within this box, we can only experience certain things. I was talking earlier about my husband and I traveling with some folks that were several years older than us. And I said, I'm just not really, I don't want to do that. It just felt too routine. Like I want to make sure I'm still building muscles around creating new possibilities of fun and excitement for us. I don't want to fall. I want to be careful about falling too much into a trap of routine. I mean, we are just, you know, one of the things I always have loved is, you know, in this journey, how I look at it, I'm always careful how I state my spiritual beliefs, but in this journey, you know, I've got this journey in this physical body right here, right now, and I'm going to do what I can with that in order to enjoy the journey. And when stuff, when life gets tough or I get depressed or stuff kind of goes sideways, I really do take seriously the responsibility to enjoy my journey and enjoy life. And sometimes that takes some work. Sometimes it takes looking down and a fun exercise is looking at the abilities that I have and looking at the inclinations that I have to therefore get an even a better, clearer sense of who I am today and what I'm enjoying, because who I am today may not have been who I was 15 years ago. So enjoy, right? And so when you look at that list and you start to see your identity that you've created for yourself, look at the similarities. Look at the similarities because you will find them in there. You will start to identify more with what really enlivens you, what you really love to do. And then you can look at the, you know, the not developed list and say, what would I like to develop? You know, I was just sharing at break that I was talking to somebody today and we were talking about, I loved this term, compassionate conflict. And the person said, compassionate conflict is a learned ability. It is not something that we just wake up to. That takes practice and that takes effort. But see, someone like me, who I've got a show talking about emotional recovery, oh, I suck that up. I'm like, oh my God, compassionate conflict. I need to write that down. I'm going to finish that one book on altruism on my Kindle. If I wanted to, I get all excited about compassionate conflict, probably because I was a brutal bulldozer in the past. I don't know. It almost even feels impossible. It's really cool, the fact that I can learn that. And that's exciting. I get enthusiastic about that type of stuff, but that's just me. What do you get enthusiastic about? What abilities, what inclinations do you have that gets you excited, that makes you want to learn some stuff, that brings out that anticipated nervousness? And as you feel that, as you recognize that, all of a sudden you start to understand, I have this freedom of life. I have endless possibilities. I can do whatever I want to do. Everything is working out for me. Every single moment, in the moment, I have the capacity to make a new decision and have a new experience. Yeah, you can do that. You get to have a new experience with a new day every second. What are you choosing for yourself today? Are you choosing misery or are you choosing joy? God, I just got a little bit excited about all of that. I mean, that is ultimately emotional recovery, right? Feeling joy, getting out of the rut, making new decisions. God, that's why we do this work. I mean, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, well, you know, what do I really need to talk about that? Do I need to sit down and do the writing? Do I really need to pause? Do I need to reflect? I don't know. How much joy do you want? I don't know. What is your joy limit? I don't know. If you're down here, you know, how willing are you to go up? How willing are you to do the work to rise up? You know, nothing gets more disappointing to me. And nothing gets more disappointing to me than someone who rests on their laurels and will not do the work to raise themselves up and then expect somebody else to do it for them. You are missing the journey. You are missing the thrills of lifting yourself up. You are missing the accomplishment of being disciplined in your efforts to raise your emotional levels. You're missing out. Because part of the enjoyment is learning something new about you. You know you're crazy, understand it, dissect it, love it, you know, wrap your arms around it. But damn, get up under it so that it doesn't tear you down and so that you can have a brand new opportunity every single day. I mean, that's what this stuff is about, right? I mean, we just, you know, that's part of the reason why I quit that day job. It was just like, this stuff ain't making me excited no more. It's just not making me excited no more. I'm taking a look at some of my abilities and in some of my stuff, and I'm sorry, but it's just not serving up here. I got to go. And I did not arrive to that decision overnight. I did not arrive to that decision overnight. It was grueling at times, but what it started out with was Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I'm going to drop his name one more time as I'm closing this show up. When he said, the body will remember the emotion because it's been trained to do so. And ultimately, if I want to have a real deep-rooted habit, a negative habit or something really to change, I got to make a new decision. I got to have a new experience. I got to have a new experience that's going to make me feel differently. And I have to dedicate some time and some energy to that in order to make that happen long term. And that's what it's all about. And so I take responsibility. You take responsibility for your emotions. You take responsibility for your fun. You take responsibility for your body and have a good relationship with thyself. And look at your identity. Are you living the identity that you want to live, or do you want to upgrade it? Do you want to enhance it? That's what today's show is all about. So I've given you some exercises. Hopefully you've done some stuff. You've wrote some things down. If not, there'll be a replay. Go ahead and check it out. We're coming to a wrap. So move up, move on, do something new, have a new experience and feel the joy. You can do this. Life is meant to be enjoyed. It's not meant to be dreadful. Give it back when you got it. Help somebody. Most of all, enjoy that journey. All right. If you want to get in touch with me, you can check out the website at susandenay.com or send me a message on social media. It's been a pleasure tonight. Have a good evening. See you next week.
You have been listening to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
And my name is Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me or grow spurt your life, please visit SusanDenae.com. That's Susan Denae, DENEE.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.